We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Former Allegheny County Commissioner and all-around good guy, my friend Larry Dunn here. This has become a common thing each and every fall. It's Amen Corner. It's their luncheon coming up, and we want to welcome him back to KDKA. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very good, Ron. Good to talk to you.
All right. Before we get to Amen Corner and the reason for it, you know, one of the things that I have been talking a lot about, it's a time to fund police and not to fund them. From the smallest municipalities to the biggest cities like Pittsburgh and the state police and the sheriff's department, they need the resources to fight crime, which continues to run rampant in our community. These brave men and women, these canines, they need an opportunity to stand up for us. And I believe, and you being a former politician, now is not the time to defund the police, Larry.
No way. Absolutely not. Crime is increasing so much, and so policemen are you know, getting discouraged. People, I still believe that 80 to 90% of the public is behind it, but boy, that 10% is raising a big ruckus, and it makes it very difficult for the police officers we're serving now. And it's so hard to recruit police officers. Rob, I've talked to officers from the wealthiest communities to the poorest communities in Allegheny County, and they're all having trouble recruiting new police officers.
Yeah, we have to give these officers a livable wage and, more importantly, pave the way to replace so many of the rank and file that are retiring. And I think it's only going to get worse. That's why any chance we have to promote law enforcement, we should just do that. And, you know, one of the things that comes with being able to add officers, something we've talked about many times, is giving people in communities a chance to get to know these officers so you have communication. And when you have communication, that open line prevents a lot of these crimes from happening. Right, Larry?
It really does. It really does. The more the police are able to get out, and actually the more you need more policemen to be able to get out, you know, because there's so much going on all the time that in a smaller department or even in some larger ones, it's hard. You don't have the officers to spare, but you have to look at getting officers into the public to meet people, to meet the kids especially. Let the kids know they're the good guys. You know, they always were in the past, but all of a sudden there's a certain group that doesn't think they are anymore.
All right, Larry, let's talk about Amen Corner, the idea behind it, and we'll talk about this year's luncheon. Go ahead, please.
Well, Amen Corner started back in 1870, a bunch of guys hanging out on the steps of some of the buildings downtown. And as they departed, it was politicians and judges and office holders, lawyers, people who worked downtown. And they, as they departed to go back to work, somebody started saying amen, and they amened each other. And we still do the amen when we end our meetings today. But in recent years, we've gotten more involved in charitable works. And one of the big things this past year was to get, that I really pushed and the board supported me on, was a scholarship to the Allegheny County Police Training Academy. Out of the revenue from our Law Enforcement Awards luncheon, we were able to fund a scholarship for the first time, and we're going to do it from now on. I think it's so important to encourage young men and women to consider being police officers. And if they need a little help, then we work with the chiefs of police and with the training academy personnel to identify, in our case, a budding officer who was graduating, who needed a little bit of help and encouragement to go on in his work.
One of the great things about Amen Corner, paying tribute to fallen officers and including those officers, those canines. So explain why the mission is to never forget, please.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Well, police officers, every day when they go out, they leave their family, whether it's day or night or any time of day when they leave for the job. they don't know if they're coming. They can't be absolutely certain they're coming back that night. There's very few professions or any kind of job have that experience. And the family really worries. They really get so worried until their husband or wife or son or daughter, whatever it is, get home at night or in the morning, whenever it is, after the shift. The police officers are so very important, and they're just so important to recognize that we need them, and also to recognize that we have to support them.
So how can people help out your cause?
What we do every year, we started this in 2001. Our board started this night. I got the police organizations together, the chiefs of police organizations, the FOPs, some other police organizations, and we came up with a criteria for a luncheon whereby we honor police officers who go above and beyond the call of duty, officers who risk their lives, who save lives, who do exceptional police work, and we try to recognize them, the best of the best, every year. This will be our 21st year of doing this. And it's really been an honor to be involved with it all along. I know so many policemen have told me they appreciate it. The chiefs appreciate it. And we take nominations from the chiefs of police and from those police organizations, the FOP organizations, the Borough and Township Police Association, organizations like that. They make nominations, and then we choose the best of those to receive our awards every year. We give them what we call a statue award. Getting off track a little bit, but we started the police law enforcement officer memorial for Allegheny County back in the late 90s and built that memorial on the north side, now called the North Shore. And it's a statue of policemen on watch. We later added, a few years ago, we added a canine with them. But we honor every year police officers who gave the ultimate sacrifice, those who gave their lives for in the line of duty. So we honor those, and we honor those officers who do the regular day-to-day police work, but in an exceptional way. And we just felt at that time the police officers weren't getting the best publicity. And now, unfortunately, it seems like it's more a national thing. Locally, I think people in the media and people in general support the police, but there's always a group that doesn't. And that's why we've tried to make it put the best foot forward for all the police officers that we can everywhere in the county.
So the best way is to step up, support your police, and always support and promote Amen Corner, because that's what they do each and every year. So tell me about the upcoming luncheon, please.
Yes, thank you. Yes. On Friday, October 21st, we're going to have the 21st annual luncheon. It's going to be at the Doubletree Hotel by Hilton. It used to be the Marriott years ago, if you remember that. It's in Greentree, right off the Parkway West. It starts at 11:45. The tickets are only $35. We've worked very hard with first time we've been to the Doubletree, but we're looking forward to it very much. And we try to keep the price as low as possible so that police officers can attend, their families can attend, and the public can attend. And we go through a program where we have celebrities who give the awards out. Some of each of the three TV stations, the Pennsylvania Auditor General, Tim DeFore, this year the state president of the Fraternal Police, just elected, is going to be with us also. And it's going to be, they give the awards out. We recognize these officers with a statue. Getting back to the statue, the police statue on North Shore was sculpted by Susan Wagner, who's a well-known Pittsburgh sculptor. She did a lot of statues you see around town. Well, she came up with the idea for us to develop a miniature of that statue. So we give a miniature of that statue with names and the award on it to each of the main awardees every year. This year we have 10 officers receiving that award. And it's just something they really treasure. So it's a statue of that police officer on watch, and it gives their name and the award they received and so forth.
Listen, I can't thank you enough. It's always an honor to promote the goodwill and what the spirit of Amen Corner is about, and obviously the men and women, those incredible canine officers as well in law enforcement throughout the Commonwealth and this great country. Larry, have a great luncheon, and again, always appreciate the time we spend together, okay?
Very definitely, Rob. Thank you so much. And I know the police officers really appreciate the support you give our luncheon and the support you give the police community in general, Rob. Thank you so much.
You bet, sir. Have a good night, okay?
All right, you too.
Larry Dunn. More of Rob Pratt Tuesday night, moments away, KDKA.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.